Speedway for 2016 season. Guy we're going to talk to today around the racetrack, started a couple of years ago. So he's been around a few years now, and he's actually getting his second full season in the IAA modifieds at the pass. The guy we're talking about was racetrack champion Steven Sam. They call him that sometimes, Sammeyer. Now he's got a bunch of different nicknames. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a while. Also, Steven Sammeyer, people are going, why are you talking to him again? You're talking about him on the radio a lot. Steven Sammeyer is a guy who gives self-promotion. That's why you hear more from. He is a promoter of the dream. Because he goes out and promotes the races. He's promoting himself. He does a damn good job. But Steven Sammeyer, how did you ever learn to promote yourself?
Vegas, people being able to sell return t-shirts because some guys watched the car that they saw online is big. We've got, you know, some of our merchandise all over the United States just because people like the look of the car because they saw it on Instagram, and when I posted that we had shirts for sale, they liked the car and they wanted a t-shirt. And so the sponsor sees it. And so when you have a following on social media and you're always constantly speaking to the people that support you, that makes them appreciate for what you're doing. And I'm just touched by something that, you know, maybe that I wouldn't have been able to work out the deal that we were able to work out had I not been for that social media influencer. And so any of the, you know, younger racers, older racers, anybody listening to this, you know, if there's one thing I hope you take away, is that just going on Facebook and constantly learning and complaining about how a track doesn't do this or a track doesn't do that, you know, those are the same things that a sponsor, a potential sponsor, can go on and see as well. And if you're conducting yourself negatively, they're not going to react well to that. So you don't see me going on there and getting an argument all the time and they just put my message in there, but it's pretty simple. And stuff like that. And so most of the time, especially, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's all, I'm very rarely just anything personal on any one of those, you know, as far as that's concerned. And especially our racing page is all geared towards a common goal of self-promotion, promoting ourselves, our team, and everything like that.
Now, you also, another thing that promotes you and the racer as well, is the look-see that you want to get on the racetrack. And I was wondering about your car this year. The first time I saw it from a distance, I'm looking out and going, I'm excited about that. I looked up exactly at me. The graphics on the car this year are amazing. Tell us about that. Who did it for you? And what was the idea behind
that? I got one of the coolest graphics guys to work with. They're the ones that go up there. They're Rebel Fine. One of the cool things about Billy, he's really a good gear, but he's a racer. He has a modified as well. And so we all go to the races. We see about 6 or 8 cars that are all put in a line. And Billy did the last for every one of them. And Billy's really talented with what he does, and he always teases me because I come up with these ideas, and I draw on the piece of paper. First one he ever got, I drew on the napkin. And so he'll tease me, but I just put in my napkin art, and he makes it into a wrap. And it's kind of like, you know, essentially how it happens, but you know, a couple of years ago, when we first started with the modified, we were getting into our third season, second season of Lion King at Paris, and I just like the just the look and the texture and everything of carbon fiber, and so we did a wrap carbon fiber thing to it, and we did that last year as well, and then I thought, well, you know, we really supposed to do something like a floral airplane, like a moving from rigid panel airplane. And so now the rubber wrap for the car this year is reddish, charcoal, silver, whatever you want to call it, with a rigid aluminum panel like an airplane with a couple of some carbon fiber lift kind of added in there on top of it. And I wasn't really sure, but even on my own factory design, the person is really good at put it into, artwork and actually put some kind of effort into it. And we did something a little different as far as putting the number in a different spot on our car than it traditionally is to be a motor car. And I looked really good. Brandon brought that away with me before we raced the first time this year. But, we can make that up. If you guys haven't seen it yet, feel free to check out our racing page. If you have more stuff on Facebook, keep me up on Instagram, or Facebook, we've got that in there, and number on blue. That's it. And what's his name now? Because of the great sponsors that we have here, so they've been down and up for a couple of pictures, and we're going to have some hero cards for all of the kids and fans in there, including the ones that are part of the box of the other guys, too. And it's a really awesome picture, so that you can get out here pretty quick. And again, that's a problem.
I'm going to check on those hero cards out before they get to the racetrack so they can see them on your Instagram page, right?
Cowboys Pictures, just look for my name, see the thing on there, and search for me on there, you'll find it.
So, you start out in the factory section, you still have a factory and a couple modified guys in the pits we have here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, our team got to start back in, our team started in 1998, and and started to retire, and we had to drive, and we built the factory car for an internal place that Harris was going to post, and the Max was canceled, so we just kept building, and those of us that helped build it, we just took turns, so we ultimately built the second car, and then as I moved on to street stocks, we retired my car, so yeah, still today, we've got, you know, three modifieds and a factory stock. Monix is having all the factory stock back surgery in the office. He's getting this year out and putting some of our friends in that help and support in here and all of my risky endeavors. So we're going to have Budweiser kind of drag the factory stock this year. He's done pretty good in his first two hours. And then the new factory stock on the driving has been sold couple of drivers, and one of the old drivers that drove that car 2 years ago, Tim LeBray, is in the 47X. He's one of the modifieds on our team. He's here next year behind the wheel of the modified. And down my little crew chief is Jim Wick. And Jim's been around the Paris as long as I have, and he's driven a lot of different stuff, street stuff, and decided that, you know, he's not as many as he used to be, but we're going to have some fun with one of the last cars he figured he wanted to drive, so with the off-season we got him the modified, and you know, he's running out there in the 5JR, so we got, you know, it's really fun racing these cars for one. It's even more fun racing with good friends, and it's even more fun racing with really good friends all the time. So, it's cool to have a team that's evolved for you.
Last year, modified racing started 3 years ago, correct? When you went by the streets on the late year, right?
No, we got into the streets on after the Turkey Bowl around Thanksgiving in 2000, and 13. So the first race that I found the kill of the modified was early 2014 with Javier. And then, you know, that kept going with the kind of thing.
Now, the car you drove last year, I knew evil race drivers who had bad intentions for their drivers. That was one of the best I've ever seen. You had a lot of luck. Unfortunately, it was all bad.
That was the ultimate downfall. It really, really bad. Our team made a decision to go with a brand new 2016 BMS bike. I'm going to be really, really happy with it. I'm gonna watch. the look of the thing. So we're going to try and get at least one race next week, in the top two. And then tentatively, the first year of race modified, I also got upside down in my first car at Tulare, and that's kind of somewhere that I really wanted to go back and, you know, for lots of reasons, really kind of conquer because of what happened. And that night, up until that, you know, unfortunate situation that happened, I was on the block, and I thought it was really, really fun. But they don't race modified there as much as they were really hoping to. So, modified, they're only going to race there one time this year. So that's a big one on our calendar to try and hit. And that's the Nick 14th, and unfortunately that's the same night as the race down here in Paris. So we're going to have to make a decision of which way we want to go. But right now we're kind of leaning towards racing Tulare that night. And still have to cover a lot of tracks in Arizona and Nevada kind of slowed down in the same spot. So we're going to try and gravitate up. Every racer that is going to have one. thing to do but put yourself out there in a racing community, you're going to end up in trouble. And, you know, I was, I got some advice a few years back from Phoenix Marriott that said, you know, there really is no bad publicity, and that if they're talking about you because you're doing something right, either they're mad about it or they're celebrating it, you're doing something right. But that's the way I look at it. You know, obviously, they created a nickname for me because we were doing something right.
All right, we have a question for you right now. What do you do with racing? You know, they're just so people get to know a little bit about the racetracks. Thank you, guys. So we'll start off with this one. What type of track do you prefer? Tracky track or dry tricky?
I actually like the track because it takes... I kind of like when the track goes off, but it puts more of the driver into it and less of just being able to drive down in there and stand up. So if I have to pick, I might just be a little quick, but I also like when there's speed to speed time, so you can get in there and race side by side.
Speedway and all that.